Politicians usually hesitate before using the word genocide. Not only because it has a strict legal definition, but also because it carries with it a responsibility for action. The Holocaust led to oft-repeated vows of never again. Last night, President Biden accused Russia of carrying out genocide in Ukraine.
Your family budget, your ability to fill up your tank, none of it should hinge on whether a dictator declares war and commits genocide in a half a world away.
Well, it became clear that it wasn't an accidental use of the word when he repeated the line afterwards.
I called it genocide because it's become clearer and clearer that Putin is just trying to wipe out the idea of even being able to be a Ukrainian. And the evidence is mounting. It's different than it was last week. The more evidence is coming out of the horrible things that the Russians have done in Ukraine. And we're going to only learn more and more about the devastation. And we'll let the lawyers decide internationally whether or not it qualifies. But it sure seems that way to me.
Well, Professor Gregory Gordon is a former prosecutor with the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda and the United States Department of Justice. He's now Professor of Law at the Chinese University of Hong Kong. Good afternoon, Professor Gordon.
Good afternoon.
Does it seem like genocide to you?
You know, it's interesting. President Biden said he would let the lawyers sort it out, and I'm one of those lawyers. And I don't think so at this point. I think it's too early to say that there's evidence of genocide. That said, he's right about the fact that there's mounting evidence that the way the Russians are going about their business indicates that they are engaging in international crimes. And I think the world has to be very alert to the fact that that could include genocide. I think it's premature now to say that it is, but I think that it's possible. And that is based on the fact that civilians have been targeted. It's based on the fact that there have been statements coming out of the Kremlin to the effect that Ukraine is not a legitimate nation and that they're really Russian. And there seems to be also an idea that Ukrainians are like Nazis and the country needs to be denazified. These are sort of genocidal statements. I think we have to take those into account, and I think we have to collect the evidence carefully, and we will see.
The definition, as I understand it, if you have to prove a case under the 48 Genocide Convention, requires, quote, an intent to destroy in whole or in part a national, ethnical, racial or religious group. Now, that in part, that phrasing or in part, suggests it doesn't need to be complete, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's true. We have certainly seen, for example, Srebrenica in the former Yugoslavia was a place where genocide took place. Legally, we found that it did. Not all Bosnian Serbs were destroyed. It was enough that in that locality, they were. We can also see that it can take place both quantitatively and qualitatively, depending on who's targeted. The other thing I would add, that you left out a couple of very important words at the end, which is "as such." And that's important because it means that they're being targeted for their identity. And that's where I don't know that we have enough evidence yet. But we can use an inductive approach. Like I said, we can look at the statements. We can look at the number of civilians who are being targeted. We can look at the way the violence is being carried out.
Professor Gregory Gordon, thank you very much for talking us through that.